Many people are not even aware
of certain halachas that gave the Yisrael Chodesh. I don't know if anyone will enjoy hearing what I have to say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Do we follow Chodesh nowadays?
Well, that's what we're going to discuss. Give me a chance. All right. It says in Tarak Desha, in Pashat Emor, Tarak of Gimel, Pasi Yudalad, Lechem, Vekali, Vechamel, Vaitzaychu, Adiyetum, Yemazah, Ad Aviyachem, Eskoban, Elakechem. We learn from this that Issa eating grain, Genesis, that grew from the past year, after the Akrava Sa'ayma of the year beforehand, and so now it's, let's say you planted after Nisan, and until the following Nisan, and it grows, you're not allowed to use it until the following Nisan. Now, first, before we go into the Gemara, into the Halacha, just tell me if you knew these years beforehand, you'll understand everything better. The Issur Chodesh is only on 5 grains. And chita and wheat, tzair and barley, chaisnim, felt, shibar shual, oats, and sheep and rye. And these 5 things is a chadash. However, and any type of kidney, like buckwheat, millet, rice, all kinds of beans, does not get is a chadash. Only get the chamishim heimini dogam. Now in America, this thing is serious in American necessary. In America, the facts are, there are 2 plantings for wheat. There are 2 plantings. One is called the winter crop, and one is called the spring crop. The winter crop is planted usually right before winter, and harvested in middle spring. So since we passed, we'll see later, we'll talk about, you go about that shrush, the time when it takes root, we'll see when that is. So then, there's no problem with chodesh. So on the winter crop, there's never a problem. Since it was planted before Pesach, and then you only harvested after Pesach. So Mela, it came mutter when it came Pesach, when you makav daima. So Mela, there's no problem of chodesh. So on the winter crop, there's never a problem in America. In America, the problem is the spring crop. The spring crop is planted at the beginning of spring, and it's harvested at the end of the summer. So then, that's a major problem until Pesach. And that any spring crop, any spring flower that's used from it was planted after Pesach and harvested right before the end of the summer, there's a problem of chodesh. Now in Eretz Yisrael, usually there's no problem of chodesh. Why? So always because in Eretz Yisrael, I'm told that this man zviya, when they plant in Eretz Yisrael, is usually beginning of winter and the seeds after Pesach. So in Eretz Yisrael, because there's warm weather, even if it's a finer flower and so on, it doesn't make a difference. That's why we do it. That's the Ikka in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzlaret, in America, it depends which part of on the season, depends on the owner of the fields and so on, when they do it. Now, you can't plant twice a year. You can't plant winter crops and summer crops, either one or the other, because one goes into the other. Normally, the facts are the winter flower, the winter hemian dogum is usually more hard, more coarse than the spring flower. So usually, those are usually used. Usually, there's no problem like matzahs. Matzahs are only made from a winter flower. A crackers, a pie crust, all these things are made from a winter flower. So maybe there's no problem with chodesh. However, there are certain foods always a problem of chodesh. Moshe barley, then the winter oats. Depends when they cut it. Sometimes they do it in October, sometimes November, sometimes December. I understand there's a website they have for Muncie, and they tell you exactly when you have to stop eating. You have to buy, if you want to buy all your cereals and all the problems, you can buy it. You can buy it by a certain date, and then you take on from the year before. But from a certain date on, it's probably from the new crop, and you have palm of chodesh until Pesach. Bread and challahs usually use only spring flour. Their flour, they use spring flour. And even though rye is always yashin, rye is yashin, but when you have much like rye bread is usually, even though it has rye inside, but most of the time has spring flour, it's mixed together, most of the spring flour. Even rye bread, which is usually yashin, it's a harder type flour, but they mix it with the spring flour, so you have problems. So all the bread that are made from spring flour will be a problem of chadash. So we discuss today is with what, when is there a problem with the chadash and chutzlaret or not? Let's go back. You mentioned these five flowers, these five grains. Gemara Menachos, and same thing the Chabad says in Tov Peites, in Arachayim, in your day, Reish Tzad Gimel, the Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat from Tzvur Chadosha until Matzoy Yantav, until Matzoy Tzai Nissen. And the Chutz Laaretz, you have to wait till the end of Tzvur Tzai Nissen. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now the pasuk ends off. We mentioned beginning of pasuk Echad Kol Kamo Yisrael Etzniyam Azad Yechem Askama Kechem, and the pasuk ends off Chukas Eilam Adayos Sechem, the Chomash Sechem. Now the Gemara in Kedushin that Lama Vav is Machlokes. What does this pasuk mean to say? One man Yama says it is a shail of this is going on when it says Chomash Sechem. Does that mean all over the world, even Kuni Chutzaret, or means only Dafka in Eretz Yisrael? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man Yama says it goes on everything. Chomash means wherever you live. You live in China, you live in America, you live anywhere, Brazil, you live anywhere. That's the Chomash Sechem. That's the one man Yama in the Gemara. And some hold that means what Sechem means after Yerusha Yeshiva, after they came to Eretz Yisrael, they captured Eretz Yisrael, and then they divide up into the Shvatim. Only then is Noyek, the Chomash Sechem, then is Noyek Yitzha Chodesh. According to that man Yama, it's all in the Gaya, only as it's all this Chodesh, it's not in the Gaya Chutzlaret. The Chabad says, in Tav Pei Tes, Sif Yud, this is the Lashon of the Chabad. Asa Lecha Chodesh, after Zman Azeh. You now have to see Chodesh, even Zman Azeh, it's no Beis HaMikdash around, you now have to have it. Ben Lechem, Ben Kali, Ben Kamo, Atchilas Vel, Yitzchas Nissen, Ubeis Yitzchah, Atchilas Vel, Yitzchai Menissen. Now, Mashmoyes of Shulchan Aruch, my says from the Mechaber, he's going on Chutzlaret also. However, the Mechaber in Reish Tzadik Gimel in Yerdeya, there he says clearly. There he says, Asa Lecha Chadash, Esuas Chan Shemim, Ashik Vahayna, he says, Issa Zeh Chadash, Yitzif Beis. In Reish Tzadik Gimel, Yitzif Beis, Issa Chadash Noig, Ben Be'eretz, Ben Chutzlaret, Ben Bishal Yisrael, Ben Bishal Akum. So it's clearly, clear cut. Across the board, the Dorah Kriya, if the flowers are grown in Iowa, or the Dakotas, where the Kamat is probably not a minion of Yidden, probably not a minion of Shemeshav Yidden, but probably not a minion of Yidden. So, even if it's Goyim, the Issa Chodesh applies to Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaret. It doesn't make a difference. As long as they Yid, a Goyim doesn't make a difference. That's the Mechaber says Kor. And if you look in the Rish and the Rosh, the end of Perikama of Kiddush, first of Kamat Dushan, he passed his claw like the Mechab over here, like it's the Rambam. The Rambam says, Machos, the Surah, Pagir, Allah, Chabez. It says, that's all the Paschim, it's Isra, and it all says, Asa, the Raisa. Not Shalom, the Abanan, it's all Asa, Midaraisa. And the same thing speaks out, the Diabro over here, in Reisa, in Zayn, he says, the Raisa. Same thing speaks out, the Ramban, in Chumash, in Pashas, Emer, in Perichov Gimel, Pashas, Yudalit, he says, the Raisa. And then he says in Pashas Masay that in Paraglam Hey Pasuk Chapes he passes the Teraisa, and the same he passes in the Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Erechaim Sim Peizayim, and the quote also the Chazanish also held like that also that the Shaila from this Teraisa said that it's so sad chutzlaret. It's interesting the Gra over here in Reish Tzadik Gimel, the Gra speaks out over here. Real stark of the shinin. It says Hikra Kakadai. He says a Russian de Hita Kikadai. He says also a Russian of Toys Godo. He says looking through the grove here. Anyone who passes this way and they means on the back, which we'll call later, if the back made a mistake. Everyone, Toys Godo, he says, if back made a mistake. All the ones who say that's mutter, that's mutter, they all made mistakes. It's like real stark of the shinin. Not the derech agro to write like that. Usually, you learn the agro. You know, it's the enumerally or says or bring down a quarter of the gemara says the ifcha. The gemara go ifcha. That's it. You know, real short and real derecheristic. And here, over here, he calls and says the Bach made a mistake. He toys God of these shyness are unusual of the gro. So I saw in the toys to Mima in Pasha Emma. So Mima says over there in Eisnem Ches. He says, you understand how to grow. Why do you always talk like this? This is not the derech of the grow. It's not the derech of Nivus. It's not the derech of Mitzchachamim. He says, the reason why the grow in the did like this is Ulai, he says. He wrote like this, since it's Matrix, they get against Kreisol, and most of Kreisol are Nishlun this. So he wanted, he went out, he got to the doctor, he came real stark against it, that people should not be in the Mako. That's what the 13 writes. That's fine. But anyway, to come down all of the Shengen that we mentioned till now, the Rambam, the Riff and Rush, and the Agra, the Ramban, the Yehuda, the Ohol, that's us with the Raita, side by Tetzel, and Sain Chutzpah. The Chuvus, the child of Chuvus, the Rush, in Klal Beis Tumarov, he brings down a Bein Baruch that holds the Chutzpah, it's Issa Darbonim. And the Chutzpah is only us Darbonim. What about in Tetzel? So today Yeshua in the effect of Kedusha, the end, he has a Kuntus Achron. In the Kuntus Achron, he has a Kuntus on Yisra Chodesh. So there he speaks out over there, according to the Shita to hold, that Chutus are Bonim, which means the Bein Baruch, he says by Goy, even in Eretz Yisrael, it will be Mutter. What's the reason why the Bein Baruch asks it to our Bonim? He says because it's told in Moshe Seichem. So Meirat Dafki means Moshe of Yisrael. Of a Moshe, of a guy, Neretz Yisrael, there won't be Issa of Chadash at all. So according to Bein Baruch, in Neretz Yisrael, if a bonsa, let's say Arab owns a piece of land, Neretz Yisrael, and he gives out Tzvua from five grains, there's no Issa Chadash. That's what the Tnei Yeshua says. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, in your day, Reitz HaGimel, this cut in your Gimel, he brings on Das, he passes, he brings on Tzitzit and Kedushin, the Mjabanan, the Issa Chadash is Nayig, the Shanachi Beit Yisrael. He passed in Medina, not like the Tnei Yeshua. He argues on him and he says that in Eretz Yisrael, even if it belongs to a guy, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Asa. You know, if it belongs to you, it's Deraisa, if it belongs to a guy, it's Jabana. Okay. Now, Ikka, we've been talking today is about Chutzpah. The Shittas are Mako in Chutzpah. There are mainly four Shittas. And we'll discuss each shita by itself. The Ramah in Yeridaya wants to say, he says it's muta mitam tzveka. He says, min komachan, kol stam tzvur shoy lacha pesa, mikoy tzveka tzveka. Tzafik yom hum ishana sh'ava, it's tzafik ishana sh'ava, vim tzim tzolayma, nishana zum, min komachan diom nistasha karele, maybe it caught root before the ayma. In winter time, you go by tzashrasha. So Mela, he wants to come up with a heter that this man is there, you don't have to worry about Chodesh because it's a tzveka, it's a tzveka. Now he doesn't mention even, could be he's making even at the soul. I looked around the place to know Zvichalti and Ezra Chutzot. Vice President Ramah, the heter is even by at the soul. It's a tzveka, so you don't know your piece of your flour, you're going to the store, you're going to Dominic, you're going to a jewelry, you're going to any store and you want to buy a bag of flour. You know, you tell you it's a tzveka, you don't know it's from this season, from last season. So Mela, it's okay. Interesting, with Kivega, here in the Gil, in the Shulchan Aruch, he says he doesn't understand. He brings out a Mutzum Eish Yeser Kasha. But he says, what kind of snake is this? It's only one topic. If it's from this year or from last year, what's the difference? The question is it old or not old? What's not given? Last year, this year, Kainish Tasha. It's all one topic. Is it from before the Aima, with Tash, and before the Aima, or after the Aima? And Kivega brings down Mutzalash Yasakasha, and he says, Tamar, Shemayn is Chadu, the Mali, Nishon Shavu, Mali, Nishon Zuf, Kaim Aima, it's all the same topic. If it's from after Aima or not. So he buys the Turkey in.
Maybe it's that belongs to a boy. Would that be the second topic?
No, if you hold, according to the Mechaber, they hold it's also even a guy Midaraisa. Mechaber says, I mentioned before. Yitzchak Noi Ben the Tzochot Ben Bishal Yisrael Ben Bishal Akum. Okay, and he's going and Ramah is going on that Mechaber. Alright. So anyway, so Kivega is by the Tzochim. So I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, the Hashem gives a Teret and Sif Kotten to Zion. He says, the Vadi took to the two Tzvekas. Why? because there's a in the Shas in Kufiyot says the Kol and Strike is that the Kosei wherever there's a Nafkinim between the Strikers, then consider a Strike Striker. Or if it's the same topic, then you don't say Strike Striker. But if there's a Nafkinim in each topic, then it has a lot of Strike Striker. So he says over here the Dalach is that if it's for the Oima, if that is a Shanish Ava, he says that Shanish Ava you don't bring the Oima. Over here, this year, you do bring the Oima. So each stuff is it's a different type of stuff. If it's from last year, you don't bring the Oima for this year. But in this year itself, you do bring the Oima. So it's an Afmina and a Sveikas, and a Mela, it's not, it's still a Sveikas. That's what the Hashem wants in Yashu to take a Kasha. But anyway, according to this Ramah, it comes out Sveikas, so there's no problem with Chutor. If the problem is, this Ramah is not negated as the Chutor. It's a number of reasons. The Shach speaks out, and over there in Reich Tadi Gimel, Sifkat Vav, and the Tadi Sifkat Gimel says, that if you know right is from the men that was in the Shach for him, if you know what I said, like we mentioned in the beginning, you know for sure it's a spring flower, then it's no more stuff. If right comes, if you know right baked stuff, food, bakeries, right of bakeries use spring flour. Right of this type of food you're eating, if you're using spring flour, so you know that for sure it's from after the Oima. Then you have power of Chodesh, you know right from that. And it's no more spring striker. So he said, Ramah, it's only something if you don't know. But today, we know it's spring flour and winter flour. Secondly, today you can find out, today on the web already. Today you can find out, you know, they have it in Muncie, they have it on the website right over here, and you can check out. And also, some of those codes of the bag, you can also know exactly from where the flour from, when it was kites and so on. Am I right? Well, if it's rain, you can know today. So no, it's no space taker. And there's a right also, because most stuff baked goods today, if it's the end of the summer, so we know that most of it, you get fresh flour, the old flour is already used up, and you use the fresh flour. Then you have a problem of spring flour, and plus, they usually use spring flour, always they use it for most bakery stuff. So Mela, you'll have the head of the Amor doesn't apply. The second head that's brought down is a Bach. The Bach came out with a Chiddush, and he says a Chutzot. Everything, look at the Bach himself, he's talking in Eretz Yisrael also. He came with a big Chiddush, he's saying, the whole Yisrael Chodesh is only the Negeah that belongs to Yid. Only belongs to Yid. But Luther belongs to a guy. Let's say in Dakotas, in Iowa, all the places where you do where most of the flour comes from, so it belongs to a guy, there's no Shiloh whatsoever. In fact, even Eretz Yisrael, according to him, even Eretz Yisrael, that belongs to Arab, and you buy it from Arab, there's no problem. Because it might from the pasuk tichem, like tishalakum. So maybe a guy doesn't apply to halacha.
Most of the flour is bought from Italy.
From Italy? Yeah. We'll talk about that. If you're bringing from Eretz to Chutz, it's a Sava Chodesh. We can get to that.
They have a deal with Italy. Italy uses a lot of noodles. They like the type of grain so makes a lot of bread.
And they use it from the thick from the winter crop.
They swap
grains. Uh-huh. All right. The whole Shabbos is Chayyim. We'll get to that also. All right. But by God, they never asked it. So the Bach writes, if you look at the Bach over here in Yerdea, the Bach writes, Vikra, I was Matia, this heter, he came out with a startling heter, because everyone was machmen to them, and he came out with a heter, and he said, see his riot to the morale, and I could daily throw. It was just a divorce. No one was like, no one was able to upslug what his Torah is. So he also went to Adina, and that's a fact. If you look in Shal's Shuas of Bach HaKadosh, which is from the Bach himself, they write, now they want to fight to him, they all merge in his right. And the Bach writes further. This is the Bach writes in the Chuvah. It's the Chuvah in Simen Memchet. He says, the Bach says, someone's machma himself. Let's say, you want to be machma himself. Not the Bach. You want to be machma b'shalachum. He says, you shouldn't be nice this Issa only if you sit at home. But if you go sit in the Suda with Tamir Chachama there, the Noyeg Heta, you now be Noyeg Issa Bifneim. Now it's a, and certainly when you have people who are bigger than you, the Noyeg Issa, you'll be much more than these people, it's wrong to do it. That's what you're right. Rabbi Neza, in Choshimishpit, in Simon Kuf Tazvav, he brings down, Kvai Kilo, the Omeko, in Beis Kuvlin, the Chsidim, Omeko, they were not in the base of Green, the Chayz of Green in his house court, they were Mako like the Bach. Right. That's the chiddush from the Bach, and some people hold like that. However, the Taz in Sifka and Gimel, he argues in the Bach. He says there's no such thing as heter guy. He doesn't hold the whole reason of the Bach. There's no heter by guy. The same thing speaks about the Shach. The Shach says no heter by chutzot, even by guy also. The same thing Shagatai. Shagatai at the end of the Tshuvas looking back at the kutzot on chodesh, and there he says it's the Issa chodesh. It's not Torah, it's not Mitzvah Tzvi Ba'aretz, it's not Tzvi Ba'aretz, it's Tzvi Ba'aretz, it's Tzvi Ba'aretz, and it's also Noi by Goy also. So Neila, all these Kedere are Paisim, they argue on the Bach, and they hold that there's no Heter. And very often you pass it at the Shach and Taz. That's the second Shita. The third Shita is the Taz. The Taz says in Sifkot and Dalet, he says the Tam of Chodesh is muta of the chutzlaret, it's a shasat chach. The maker calls it shasat chach. Why? Because the ikka chias is the lechem. You know, in olden times, the ikka staple was bread. Bread and water, bread and milk, bread and water, milk. It's for breakfast, lunch, and supper. The Shabbos, they made it some sugar to it and so on. But they make that what they live on. They come and say, you can't have this, the people will die for hunger. They say it's a shasat chach. The medic is Senech and Yablozer. Yablozer is the man Yomer in the Gemara that holds that it's Hitzas Yochid, even though it's Hitzas Yochid. The Mokhan Shasat Chach and Klovei Aroch, the Mokhan Shasat Chach is the Senech on the Das Yochid. However, in the Kutz HaKesef comes and argues on the Shach and says, he says, how can we make it even Shasat Chach? If you hold that Tosser, there's no other Shasat Chach. When it's Negei the Reiser, you're not Matter even if Shasat Chach. And then he sticks out the Beit Hillel here on the side, the right place is not like the Taz, and says the Masha Mechabit of Beit. Mechabit, when he brings down this halacha, he says, maybe it's Chutzlaret, he doesn't say, it's not Mechalit. If it's poor people, not poor people, so on, he's Mepash, Pashat, it's always us, it's us at the Reisha. There's no Heter whatsoever. Then is, the Shach and Taz, all the Shittasim, in Meshman Beit, in Kol Eira, it's a Gashma Chai Shach and Taz, when it comes to Kol Eira, when it comes to the rice, it can be semech on the sheet of Yochanan or not. The big one choikas, Shach and Taz, the choikas in Rishonim, the Shal Hai Paskim. Over there, the Shach and Taz argue over there, can be semech on the Das Yochanan. The Taz says he could. So that, and it brings down riots. The Shach argues and says, no, you can't be semech on Das Yochanan, Shach and Chach and Koyer, and it's only on Dindar Abonim, not Dindar Raisa. And then it's in the Shach and Taz, only she tells them, in Reshman Beis in Yerdeya, that he's Samech on the Raisik, he's Samech on the Shasat Chak or not. The Taz knows he could. He has Shasat Chak, even when the gay is Syria, the Raisis, he's about to Samech on the Das Yochid. And the Shach holds, no. The only time he's Samech Shasat Chak is the gay is the Rabbanim. Yes, the Raisik came in the Das Yochid. So maybe that the Rabbanim over here, it's Emerson, she taught them in all places, in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch, where they hold, where they go, where the Shach is always marked by the Raisis, and the Taz is Mekel. Huh? Kimli is a choshe mishpat. It's not a choshe. No, you don't say Kimli again. That's the third shita. The fourth shita is the Mogavon. Mogavon in Simon, Tav Pei Tes, Tif Kot and Vav. He brings down like this. He says, he brings down a Rabbeinu Baruch that says the Chutzlaret is only Rabbanan. He mentioned it by the book before already, but he mentioned it over here, the Mogavon brings it down, over here in Top Pei Tes, Sifka and Vav, that the Kutvah is only Rabbanan. And he says in Rabbeinu Baruch, there are only Gerza, Dafka, Mekaymes, Asmuchem, as it's all. And not Mekaymes, and Chaykim. Why? Because the Shach that you mix up the flour. Let's say you have Moshe, today, I don't know how it was in those times, let's say you have Egypt, it's right next door to it's all. You have Lebanon, you have, Syria, I don't know if that's the more common smuchim. Mamma should say it's the border of Eretz Jordan. Jordan is the border of Eretz Yisrael. The ones that are born in Eretz Yisrael, the common smuchim of Eretz Yisrael, then the Shash Shemi Achlifo. So maybe that's only if you live close to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you live in Europe, in Costa America, South America, which is a lot further away. You live in China, you live in different parts of the world where it's further away from Eretz Yisrael. The cloud, there's no Eretz Chodesh. And vices from him, there's no Nafsimina between he doesn't say claw, but certainly it could be even by Shal Yisrael. Even Shai Toshim Mutter. According to this, even if a Jew owns Kaka, yeah, has to, he owns a Kaka in Iowa, or they do it upstate New York, they grow flour and someone owns property over there, even he also should be Mutter, according to Sfar. So Ben Amara, so the Mother Avram is a whole Fadina that you're allowed to, there's no problem in Chutzpah. The only guys that come smooth is that the soul, the place are not smooth is that the soul, it was never in the Yisr Chadash, so now your side by his side belongs to Yid, side belongs to God, there's no Yisr Chadash. Tzendik speaks out, Yerach HaShulchan, and Yerdeya, with Tzadik Gimel, Sukkan, Yitesh, Chalafal, if he passed through Zina, like this Morgan Avram. You know, even in your day, things on the Shittas are arguable, but these are on the Zina, we pass on this Morgan Avram, that is Musa. It's not comes smuchah at all. It's muta. Then he speaks out the chelkes yayev, and your day is similar on the gimel. He also paskins like this mogavon. It says further, it's only the rabbanon chutzot because vadi semech on the bach. That's not noy by goy, and that means the sasadis chalf and noy the chutzot. That's what the chelkes yayev says. And then he speaks out to the shul v'dina, and shul kutitach in the substitution. He paskins like this mogavon. So. So must see the world is Tamech and the Smog Avon. The Tamech and the Smog Avon. It's not Poshet. Because if you look at the Smog Avon itself, who's the Rosh HaMakilim over here, come to him, he's the most cheapest that's maker that was Tamech on today. If you look at the Smog Avon, he says, Hei Chedesha, he's Messiah himself, he says, Roshan, Hei Chedesha, Vahachme, Yesh Vahachme. So today, if you're today's Hadi, you look on the web, or you go to, you live in a community, they have bakeries that have Yashin bakeries and Chodesh bakeries. That are not matzah, someone's not matzah. So if you have a choice of bakeries, then you should be machma. According to this. The same thing also, if you have a choice of let's say you go into a store, you go into Kultuv, and they have on the display, they have two packs of cookies. One says, that it has no Issa Chadash in there, and the other says there is, it doesn't say anything. You should buy the one that says it's a Makra and Chadash. You have a choice of cookies, even though it's a little more expensive. That's the Chadash should be the Alocha, according to Smog Avram. But if you look in Mishnah Berurah over here says, in Tavpei says, Tiv Katan Memhei, Mishnah Berurah says, Mikolakim, Rai Va'ilam, Ein Nizorim B'Issa Chadash, V'yesh L'Ronda Lein Tzchus V'Shudava Kashi Li Yizor B'Zeh. And says from the Atchak on Mixus of Shainim, Shesaivim, Shechadosh, Bechutz Loayet, Eni Alam Divi Saifim. Shegazim Shemetzor, Vagazim Elam Mekaymet Asmuchim, Let Tzor Kaim Mitzrayim Abavo. Like the Mitzrayim Abavo. What's both there? I think Iran.
Iraq.
Yesh Alamdo, Alem Tzor Shesaivim, Shechadosh, Eni Noi Gavu Tzor Shesaw. That's the Bakshita. Alay Shalakim. Of Fiza, Tzorachazim, Tzayim Shem, you have to be careful. Vina ask the ein you would then look at the kilim the come up from call by nefesh for yisna khala tem alalo any by nefesh should not be tem on this tem yach mul atmai the khama dashla to have a day with shinem for with the raisa the whole gadne because in all cases as us in all cases the male person should be machma that's what Mishvu said even a kontra I'm wrong hech the hefshech you should decide to be machmer. And say to Chavetz Chaim again, in the Sefer Mitzvah Kotzer, Chavetz Chaim in one of his forms has a whole all the mitzvahs and the gear, his man is there, side by Mitzvah Seher Leisester, he brings down Mitzvah Leisester Kufala, he brings down the exact same thing, you should try to be machmer, even in Chutzpah. Because the men go to Shainim, it's a Shaila from Mitzvah Leisester. The Chsam Sefer, interesting Chsam Sefer, and Tzaifa says in the Tshuva, in Erechayim, Simon Tzvav, he says that Zvevir of Nasan Abba was Noig in his Beis Medrash on the second day of Sukkot. Second day of Sukkot, they read the Pasha, they call up Levi for the Pasha of Chodesh. So now Pasha, they read Pasha's Emor. So when he came on Pasha's Emor, they didn't call a Levi who wasn't drawing Chodesh, he didn't give him Aliyah. He checked out the Levi. They checked out the Levi to see if he's a Matzah Chodesh. He's not Matzah Chodesh. He couldn't get an Aliyah. And then only so is Matzah Chodesh. In fact, some place can say today, even if it's not on Sukkot, Pasha Zemar, when you get on leave, Pasha Zemar, I don't know, Vi, Chamisha, whatever it is, when it comes out, you know, the Pasha, he called the Yisrael then, he shouldn't call the Yisrael for Gimel Leah, he's not Zohar in Yisrael Chavish. That's what some places you want to say today also. There's another Shuvah Ksam Seifer, in your day, assuming your test, he says, the Kamatachu, the Yashiv, meaning Heta Chodesh, Esneyayna. We see Kama Paiskim that came and wanted to try to find a heter. There was Matiach to find a heter. He means the Bach. He means the Amor. He means the Shitas we mentioned. That the Taz, they're trying to find a heter of Sneyayna. But call the Yashiv meaning. In Komokim, Bal Nefesh, Yochash, Yatsmai. That's the quote from the Ksam Seifer in Shuvah. These Shitas that hold us also the Raisa and to Lama Atayra. If you master him, if you give him a straw before he eats it, he'll get malchus on it. He holds this to the Isa, you get malchus on it. And the din is, the place to speak out, the chassidus speak out, another place to speak out, that all hey minim, I'm start. Let's say we have rye and the flour. You have different, you have also the palm of chodesh. You have it all together, then the din is, you can start the exile. There's even a shaylan paiskim, that since many places know the Issa Deraisa of Chodesh, is Issa Tchaira, can you do business? You know, it's someone asked by, let's say he has a field. He bought a field, and where he go bought the time in the Shtarish, and he has flour there, can you allow to do Tchaira? Okay, I won't eat this field. But the Maestro, the Shad, is Tchaira to Ramasurim. The thing is, that it says in your day, as Simon Kufi Zion, you're now to do business with Tchaira things. Marsha say a storekeeper is not a good example, but let's say someone wants to do the salesman. He sells food. He's now to sell food items which are negated through the rice. He can't sell meat trace, the chicken. He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to sell it. Especially to make a panasa from it, certainly not allowed to. There is a heter in the store, most people argue on it, but there's an al-fashur in the baker. Let's say you own a grocery store. And grocery store happens to be in a non-Sum neighborhood. And when they come to shopping groceries, they don't want to buy kosher items or things which are no shayrus. They want to buy ready. They come in, they want to buy all-purpose store. You know, you go to a grocery store, it's all-purpose. They want to buy, today you can buy even not in food stuff. You buy bags and so on, plastic things, other things also. But the food items, they want to buy all kinds. They want to have Wilma Hatzos there also to sell. So the whole shayrus carries around the surim. The other student comes up with a Kiddush Gadol and he says that by Tchayit Ram Asurim, if you need it in the store, and I said, that's not that you can visit, but you need it, of course, the customer won't come in at all, then that's been like Mizdamra. That's a Kiddush from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Dak Yeshuva has, I think, a whole page against this. Usually he's not a Mayrach, but on this Aruch HaShulchan, he's Tzak Mayrach, he has done it, Chas HaShulchan, he's Tzemich on the Aruch HaShulchan, and so on. However, the true Mamahel brings down this Chashukhan, Lakula. And if someone comes in from the Shailah, the Chashukhan was a God of Adar, you could be Sadach on him. But the Maisa, but you see, this is Chayyid Ram Asurim. So, Mela, someone has a if it's Dhamma, let's say it's Dinis, the Machabi says in Kufi Zion, let's say a person goes fishing. And he wanted to catch a fish. They catch it, a chase of fish. So, most of the people have to go. So throw back into the so chase of fish, they'll throw back. Close the fish, they'll keep it, and they'll bring it home to cook. Let's say he catches a chase of fish, the din is, you're allowed to keep it, and you don't have to sell it, because that's din is done now. You don't go, if you're going, that's good to go catch chase fish and do business with them, that's awesome. Because I'm going to catch, you put out a net. The net catches 20 fish at one time. Some are crushed and some are chased. The crushed fish, I can sell it, because the din is done now. So he said, Chashuv is Mechadish, that it has been like this done now here also. Not all person agrees to it, but that's what he holds. So Shaila here is now by flour. I have now flour from Chodesh. According to what we said, it holds the rice, only the rice we just mentioned, that if you eat it, you get malchus. It's a mamshu is for the rice. So Chayyid Radu Chayyid Ramasurim. So I saw in the Sefer, do with Chodesh, he brings down that the Chayyid Kaneski held that it is for Chayyid Ramasurim by Chodesh. Kiddush Gadol. The kid is gone, because this is Chayyid Ram Asurim. However, other places can hold, and we hold this, this is Chayyid Ram Asurim. Interesting is this, if you do business Chayyid Ram Asurim, is the Raisa of the Rabbanan. The Nebi Yudah holds is the Rabbanan, but most places in the Argan Yudah, they hold this Chayyid Ram Asurim, is this is the Raisa. But the Gea, the food is awesome in the Raisa, this is Chayyid Ram Asurim, the Raisa. So Mela, So other so they hold the coin time is shy from the right you lots of business with Chodesh. Let's say someone does it, he's marked on Chodesh and he's a guy that says a salesman. He has to be careful, he sells things which are just like ourselves, Wilna Hatov, Chef Hatov, he can't sell things which are problem with Chodesh if you mark on that. However, other places can argue, Moshe Steinbach, another place can argue on it, and they say that there's no Issa because since there are Shitas, since there are many Shitas on Mekel, like I mentioned, he mentioned from the Mogavam, and he mentioned from other Shitas on Mekel, the Bach, the Shitas on Mekel, even though some people argue on it, but at least you have Shitas on Mekelim, so at least enough that doesn't, you know, Issa, a Chayyid Vah Mesurim. There's even a Shayyid in Achreinim, is a Mukta. In other words, let's say, I go into a bakery that's not Makbir Chodesh, and I buy some challah, or I buy some donuts. They're not Makbir Chodesh, it's a mukta. Is it still a mukta or not? But over there, most of them say it's not still a mukta, because since Hashit is a maker, you can give it to someone who's not Makbir to eat. So maker doesn't have a halacha of mukta. And plus, besides that, it's right to give it to each other, you give it to a guy to eat. Right to give it to a guy, you give it to an animal. The male sits right then, that's not to the mukta.
How
these
girls do the same thing?
No. How these girls. I don't know if anyone says it's the right for. How these girls, most of I don't think anyone says it's the right for. Most of them say it's our bonus. What? I'm just saying. We're talking about the right. This is hard to assume it's only on the right for our bonus. Rechabah says the Kufi Zion. This is hard to him only when he gave it to the rice. This is what I'm going to do. Let's say someone wants a sales and wants to sell cheese. And wants to sell these cheese, you know, they have candies also with cheese inside. Bags that have, I forgot what they call it again. They sell cheese, you know, it's hard to him. Hard to him is only when they gave the rice, it's not the Rabbanim. Right. I let the vendors sell bags that have cheese in it. What's it called? They have some,
cheese.
That's like you have popcorn with cheese. I see it sold.
Cheddar,
right? Cheddar. So you lost it yourself. Right. Interesting part is Yosef. The part is Yosef and Pashas Emor. He brings down the Maaser from Baal Shem Tov. He says Baal Shem Tov says he saw in his dream. The Chalayma he asked is Chodesh Baruch Hu. What's the din by Chodesh? They answered them that after the tears of the Bach, when Bach was Nifter, they were mitzanim the Gehenim for 40 days to cover the Bach. So he got up in the morning, when the Baal Shem Tov got up in the morning, he asked, as soon as he woke up, I guess he washed his hands and he put down shachris, he says he wanted to have a glass of beer. Glass of beer. So and he drank and he says, Kedai, the Bach is semach on him. Famous, the Chemedim, Kamashit, and hold like a Bach. Lamaisa, you have the Mishruvah, the Chatkimah, you have choice of Ladina, and you have choice of bakeries, where to go. To bakery, that's Machan Chodesh, certainly you should buy there. If you don't have, you have Machan Chodesh, you have what they say Machan, but to go, but you have a choice, or you have in the store, you have a choice of what item to buy. If something that's Machan Chodesh, someone's not Machan, then certainly you should try to be Machan.
What's the law for the
yes, that was just a few.
They go to the mill where they make the packages and they give a call. It's very hard to clean out, and there's always going to be, you know, some left over of the.
Well, the guys are saying so. There's always a bit by guys.
I'm asking, do you say there are Kamanachim by the association of here?
By guy, I think we make them. I think by guy.
My celebration told me.
Yeah.
The
what?
A dough conditioner.
What's a dough conditioner? What's that?
You just put it in the dough to heat the dough.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of flour.
Yeah.
Because it's bottled, you can use it
in chattel. You lost
in
vatel chattel?
Yes. It's bottled and it's more than a chattel.
You lost in vatel chattel. All right, okay.
So you don't say dough conditioner with
you. Huh?
So you wouldn't say dough conditioner with you.
Faket. He don't say that it's faket. He says even further. He says, you're on Vatel Chatila, he says.
Right.
But with bottle, this thing you put in his bottle, right? You're on Vatel Chatila, so call screen, you don't have to worry about it. All right. There's a Shaila in the Akronim. What's the din Those are mekel in chutzpahs. Those are mekel in chutzpahs. The flour that's shenachi in chutzpahs. What's the din if they bring this kemach to sell? Like Shlomo Yehuda mentioned before, that you're allowed to, you can have, you can, what they do is they get from Italy. That's all they get from Italy. Is it a chadash on such a thing or not? And that's all what they do. They make isa. They get the flour, they make bread, they make cakes and so on, everything. And the isa is made out of Yisraelim. Is there isa a chadash or not? So my choik is a choikim. In Charles the Shuvit Sitta Kodesh, the Chedat Alsim Zayn, he brings down from Shmuel Salam. And he brings down that even though Shittas are Mekro, the Chol Chotzot Shemachri, but if you bring it, since Easter is made in Eretz Yisrael, then the Kulei Amma is Asim and Atayah. Strong word, it's Asim and Atayah. And same thing speaks out of Chiyazot Chaim Ezer, in Chedat Beis Sinu Amates, and the same thing, it's called the Shem of Chaim Kaneski, the same thing, that he holds that it's nice, that you're not allowed to eat it. Asim and Atayah, if you hold Chodesh, it's Asim and Atayah, even if it's made in chutzah, it's brought to Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to. The Tzitzah Kodesh himself argues and says that, he says like this, that if Tzatkin, if the Kemach was blown to Yisrael in chutzah, then there's Issa Kodesh min Atayah. Because there's no Shinei Rishuis from Goy to Yisrael. If it's blown to a Goy, then, if it's blown to Yisrael, it's just Shinei Mekhaim, it's what it's also in the chutzah, it's also in the Eretz Yisrael. Shinei Mekhaim is still also. Masha'en came with blown to Eretz Yisrael in a Goy, in chutzah, then if it's being to Eretz Yisrael, then it's okay. That's what Tzitzah Kodesh holds. The Shur in Hatzvi, the third Shita, the Hatzvi in Chelik Beis, in Simon Ayinai's Beis, he says that he argues completely, he says, which is Mitzavah Tchal Chutzah, what's the difference when I do it afterwards? If I bake it, if it's good Chutzah, there's no it's a Chodesh whatsoever. You don't go back to where you make the Yitzah, you look at the place, which is Mitzavah, the place where it grew. So since it only grew, it's Ashosha was in Chutzah, and Chutzah is in Yemeko, the whole like the Mother Avram, Italy is not coming through to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe there's no problem, there's no Yitzah Chodesh whatsoever. What? Let me just finish. However, it's a Smashma. If Easter is made in that, but Kuli Alma, that if it's made, the dough is made in Chutzpah. And the whole bacon is Chutzpah. Let's say you're going to tourist. You're taking along with you in your suitcase. You're taking along a baked cake for children there at the store. Or you send that store to your children. You take a cake along. It's Masha Kuli Alma. You hold like a Maravom or you hold like a Bach. Then there's no Shiloh whatsoever. Even though the Machna at the store, the whole Shiloh, did you make the Easter at the store? Oh, but here, if the whole finished product is done in the chutzpah, the kuliyam, if you know it, to make a chodesh chutzpah, even being to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be masna.
I was running to the belt of a run of masna men.
Yeah.
And I was murdered the shadows of them. They went to where I should be asking.
Why? Because he holds it. Because they don't hold the back. I'm telling you. Yeah, because they hold. Because, I'm telling you, because they hold. They're not making like the back. But we're the ones that make them. He was machma because we don't like the bach. We don't like all the shittas that we mentioned.
The bell does like the bach.
Huh?
The bell does, I'm
making. Yeah, but they want the rest of the one, that's their own too. Why?
Must
be in
the. Huh? They want everybody to be able to
buy it. Right, they want the whole place to buy it. There's another shayla. If let's say. Should I finish off? Because some people ask me they want the last 10 minutes for Shiloh. Should I finish off over here? Just another few minutes, okay? It's not a Shiloh. If the Tzadah belongs to a guy, and he still bought it after Ashrasha, someone owned the field in Iowa, in these places, and he bought the field after they did the planting already. Is this a Chodesh or not? It's a Machlokes in the Paiskim. The Matni Kedushin of Lamed Ches says, Yisrael that bought it after Shigir Shlish, even the Paiskim will hold, there's no way to Chodesh Benoit by a guy, but since it was in the Taisif, it grew more, the Shus Yisrael, there's Issa Chodesh. Even though I bought it late, I bought it the while it was growing, it was Hashrosh, it was the Shus guy. But since part of growing was, it belonged to Yisrael, then there's still Issa of Chodesh. However, Michas Chinech, Mr. Shindeiti Ayyuz, Dick is Tore, and who is the Shus, it was the Shas Hashrosh. Even though someone buys it later, the Shasa Shasha belongs to a guy, and then after the Yid bought it, then the din is no, there's no Issa Chodesh whatsoever. There's not a Shaila in Paiskim, when it's considered Zman HaShvasha. It's Machoikis. The Shach in Yerideya, in the three sheets is on this. The Shach in Yerideya, Reit Tzadik Gimel, Sifkan Bey says, he's on Shumas HaDeshen, that says that it's 3 days before Tzai Nissen. It's 3 days to Yimashish, like you find in Chushabas like that also, take 3 days to Yimashish, and Mela, 3 days, if it's Mashish, 3 days before Tzai Nissen, there's no problem. However, in the Chushokhan there, in Sifkan test, he passed like the Shach. However, Kivega, over there in the Shekhanah, brings down from the Gemara's Mashma, you need 2 weeks. He brings down from the Gemara's Shoshana, that's the 2 weeks before Tzai Nissen. He sends 6 on the Kudus HaKesef, and also Dagom Revava, and the Bi'ah Grah, and the Shagatai and Sinu Zayin. The Ma'am Shik, and the Tshuva, and the Yudai Reis Tag Beis, brings the right Shun Deshu, but he ends off, Lord calls for Shabbos. Depends where, on the climate, depends which country, what the, how the ground is. Certain grounds are more fertile than other grounds. Depends where, and sometimes the ground you didn't use for a few years is called tester. So ground that's very old ground that's used very often, take one to mashes. It says there's no set time. Each place is different, depends how fast it's nicklet. And send it in the Michat Yitzchak and Chayivav, and send Chayivav, send the Man Gimel, he brings out some tefes, the same thing like the Ram Sheik. The Groh, in his Pirish Yishami Ashviyas, and also Shagatai Sitan Kuchavat and Chodesh to Mazayan, that if someone was buried, there was Mashu Pesim Yomen, then Seh HaShosh, even though it wasn't a Gig Gimel Yomen. You know for sure that this type of land is Mashish before 3 days, then it's still, so even though it's for 3 days, if it says Zayin Nisan, the din is, once comes, it's Mashish before it says Zayin Nisan, the din is, there's no Issa Chodesh on this type of four after the Ketira. So come down to Maskana, there are four sheetahs. Some sheetahs hold, where the first sheetah we mentioned is, the Amor, the Amor says, Mutam Tam Tzvei Tzveka, and we said today, it's hard to say the Tzvor of Tzvei Tzveka B'zman HaZeh. Then we said the second sheetah is the Bas that says that it's not Noeg B'Shogoy, and then we mentioned the Kama Poskim, they're arguing that. Then we mentioned the third sheetah, the Taz says, because that's Ika staple today, so maybe you could send on Das Yochid, Das Yochid by invite the Reisers, and we said the Kusakesef, and from the Chava Reisers, and they still, they hold now like that. They mentioned four sheetah, which is more accepted by the Poskim, it's only Noeg B'Kaiman, we hold it to Ben Ibarach, it's only Chutzah, it's only the Rabbanan, and only M'Kaiman, it's a smooth, it's like it's all. But place who wants to place a chayka from Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter. Same thing we say, hold Baruch HaShulchan. But again, not everyone has like that. From Chava, from the Groh, from Vice Paiskin, there's no Nafkamini. In all cases, it's also. And then we mentioned the Mishbur says, even though the Ashita's are Meiko, you can't be Meiko someone who is Meiko, you can't be Meiko someone who's Tzemach Ashita's Mekiram. But it says, a person should try to be Machmen. This is called Bar Nefesh. V'yisnach al-Tayim al-Oyla. V'yachm al-Atsmen. Same thing, it's called Tzemach Sakadah, Chatzila, a person should be machma and not be tameh on the kulas. So maybe we mentioned you have a choice of bakeries, you have a choice of cookies that are on the shelf. Some of them are makfit, some are makfit. That's going to buy the ones that are makfit. If you want to buy belts of cookies and have belts of hashir, you have no problem. And so on. So you should be machma on this. And I mentioned also the sheetahs that hold that if you bring in flour into the store, we mentioned the ganzer machlokes apaiskim, if you're allowed to, if you use it or not. We mentioned how three says only. If it's in the chutzpah, then there's no shayla, it's the chutzpah. But we said, other sheetahs are machma, you flow in and you make it in the tzor, you mention sheetahs are machma. The answer also, shayla is chutzpah, mesum, you mentioned that the yavot to be semechan, that it's okay. And we mentioned also, we got the, if it buys it after a shosha, if it's a chutzpah, it's a machma, machma, and a chutzpah, machma, a feistin. Same thing also, a shosha, we just mentioned, that is 3 days beforehand, then it should be no problem, and that's how it's done for the most places.
Is there any Indian to be masked on things that are more readily available and then you could be making on other, or if you're masked on anything?
What do you mean?
Say the bakeries, Yoshin.
All bakeries, I think they're all, like Fishman, all bakeries here are Yoshin today in Chicago?
No, it's not a website. Let's say you're buying.
I don't have a website, so I'm asking you now. What? But there are some that aren't?
Restless
is not.
What about
Jules
Bakery?
No.
It's not
CRC. Jules Bakery is not CRC.
I think one of the
things. But is it has a Heksha? Is it matzah on chodesh or not?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
But is there any even to be matzah on something?
Huh? I mean, I'm sure Dunkin' Donuts is not matzah on it. Dunkin' Donuts is not matzah on chodesh.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's holding matzah.
No, matzah.
Sure.
All right.
Any other? I mean, the flour. What was the question?
Pretzels.
Is it half and half?
No.
That's the question.
Okay. It's a nice thing to be machmir completely. However, you don't have to be machmir. If you have a choice, then you should take what it calls, you should take a choice. But if you don't have a choice, you want to be making with 700 sheets in a kilo. Like pretzels or so on, it's 700 in a kilo.
Pretzels made with a hard wheat.
If it's made from a pretzel made with a hard wheat? Yeah, it's made with hard wheat, no problem, pretzels.
No.
What?
Oh, well, pretzels. It depends.
It could be mixed together. Remixed. And they mix like rye bread.
Right.
Mixed together.
Like
it's mixed together. Everything's mixed in, yeah. But you have what to be said. If you don't have a, you want pretzels, you don't have a choice, then you can serve a kind of mekilim, that's for sure. Chocolate chips are, is also? Chocolate chips are hot flour, these both flours?
Usually it's winter.
Winter? So winter is no problem then. I have a few minutes more. Anyway, it's open for questions on any topic. I did this in up north, it went very well. Huh? Yeah.
Using play money on Shabbos, let's say you want to play like Monopoly.
Monopoly, there's an auger. The auger says, it says anything that is chash, the chash is if you have them chat in the auger. The auger says in I think Shema Mitzchess, yeah, in Archaim, that you now have to use fake money. The shayla is monopoly to that. It's central pricing, it's okay. That you're allowed to, I don't know if Shabbos takes, but to play with the monopoly, the most players, from Zalman, guy says he holds his maker. Any play money, he says it's okay. It's not done for the other, and man, it's okay.
So children,
you have to worry about, I hold the shayla of Burr. You have to be careful about Burr. You know, when you play a game, after you finish the game, you know, what you do is you put each one in its own compartment. You put the 100 there, the 50 there. I think that's what it is, no? When you play Monopoly, you write down the score?
No, not
you don't forget that already. that's Scrabble. You're mixing up games. Scrabble, you know, you play Scrabble. Chayyotim says that any game that normally you write down a score, you now have to play a Shashem Yisrael. So there's two types of Scrabble games they told me in the girls' school. There's one that you write down scores, another one is with pegs. I never saw it, but they say with pegs, you don't have to write down. So you have the ones that normally write down, you now play such a game on Shabbos. Any game that has to do with writing, you have to write down something, those type of games you can't play on Shabbos.
So coming back, is it Mutter or is it Usher or is it better yet? Better
what?
To play with
it's not Usher.
And it's not Mutter.
Well, you have to be careful. After you finish your game, you have to worry about Burr because everyone puts everything back in its own compartment. It's you're separating and it's not for Alta. So this is the right of Burr. It might be a heter for playing, but you have to be careful about this with the Reisa.
Okay.
So you might be a bigger tune. If the people are on Chodesh Shvid, then better don't play it on Shabbos.
Okay.
All
right?
Some years ago, yeah. Yes. Yeah. If a woman makes a yantif, she makes a menu, she now to read it on yantif, that's only the balabasta. But anyone else in the family is allowed to read it to them. The child or the husband? Huh? If they put it in laminated or something like that.
They put it
I'm not so sure if you could do that to them. I think it has to be laminated.
Why is this
Huh? Because you can open it. You laminate them, for sure you can't do anything, you can't cross it out.
You're reminded.
You staple it. You're doing the way you can't open it. What? That's a shumitzvah. That's a shumitzvah. It's okay.
Shumitzvah.
Yeah, they give tzedakah. This is a shumitzvah. We'll make one.
The Leviathan who allowed you today is at 1:30 tonight in the theater.
Is the same as locus about bringing the show.